We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Go Tone Loke.
Uh-huh. I'm cool and at a ball, and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get
good
no
rap. They tell a story. I like storytelling.
Tell a story, beginning, middle, end. No mumbling out of Loke.
Loke, what mumbling? You're right.
Got the code word coming up, your chance to win $1,000. And we're going to celebrate a monumental show moment during the 4 o'clock hour here. Here is the code word. It's crazy. Crazy. Text the word crazy to 72881. Text it right now, crazy, to 72881. You could win $1,000. Text the word crazy right now to 72881. It is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Text the word crazy. I did my impersonation from Us the other time, the other day when it was this word. You want to get crazy? We can get crazy. Text the word crazy to 72881. You might win $1,000.
I've been called that every now and again throughout my
life.
Yeah. Deservedly. Not an insult to me, to be honest. I don't take it as an insult. But
deservedly so, many times. Let's do headlines here with Solana. And in the next segment, we will celebrate his headlines from 1 year ago today that caused us to break out in hysterics. First tears, then hysterics. Monumental day. What do you have in the headlines, Alejandro?
You're not like Will Smith and Hancock Crowder. You've seen that movie, right? I think we've talked about that movie before.
Yeah.
Where he says, call me crazy one more time. That's like his slogan the entire movie.
No. Yeah, you call me crazy. That means you don't understand me, and I almost feel sorry for you.
Mm-hmm. Because you're too deep. You're so deep. You think I'm crazy.
Denzel deep.
Let's get that. I know Us was a terrible movie, and it's been out for several years now. Let's get that for DBJ, that line that I always do. Oh, you want to get crazy? We can get crazy. Love that line.
I like the line, but I've watched the movie, and then he bitches up and runs back in the house. You can't, Hawk, you can't lay that line out and then get scared of the person walking towards you. I see what you're saying.
That's my move, like when I was fighting Dada. Oh, you want to get crazy? We can get crazy. And then the tears start streaming down my face. And I go bitch up in the room.
I don't like it.
Yeah, put that down for DBJ. I want to give that to him this year.
Yeah. Oh, you want to get crazy from the movie Us. It's been added to the DBJ list.
Awesome. Very good. All right, somebody texts in, Hawk, Dada wasn't having any of your nonsense. You tried, but he shut it down. And then you stopped trying, which was very smart on your part.
You know what? I'll be honest. When we were face-to-face with him last year around this time, we were both of us, and I'll put myself in Hawk, both of us were tiptoeing. We didn't want to upset Dada. We tiptoeed around him. Yeah, we did.
Yep.
The Marlins, they beat the Bravos 14-8 yesterday. They're now 4-6, 3-game winning streak for the Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
They play the Braves again tonight, 7:20 p.m., first pitch.
I think the Braves are a big favorite.
Heavy
tonight.
Favorites.
Yeah.
-245.
Yeah, they're -255. Mm. Yeah, oh. And the Marlins are +227. But if we think this is when the Marlins are putting it together, I mean, +227? You want to get crazy? I can get crazy. Solana, you feeling it tonight?
I might be down to get a little crazy, a little loco, maybe.
You
want to
get crazy?
Maybe.
Let's go. You said the bats were going now. What'd they score? 28?
Now the over-under is 8.5. It had been 6.5, 7.5. Now it's up to 8.5. You want to do my bet on the score in the first inning?
Oh.
Yesterday, Crowder and I bet there would be no score in the first inning. We lost that bet.
Yeah, we did. Do it again. Try it again. No. What am I thinking? No, Hawk. No, hell no. I'll bet with the Marlins.
Especially with Neidert pitching. Yeah, you don't know what you're
either way, no.
All right.
Nick Neidert is pitching tonight for the Fish against 7:20 p.m. start time. The Panthers, they beat the Stars 3-2 in overtime. They end that losing skid. They'll play two straight versus the Lightning. Game one tomorrow, 7 p.m.
Yeah, Chris Drieger with one of the best saves you will ever see. Do you have that highlight again from Goldie on Bally Sports Florida? This is the Chris Drieger save that literally saved the game because it ended up going into overtime where Frank Vetrano was able to win it for the Panthers.
Stars keep in. Here's a chance. Drieger the save, and did Drieger save it? He reaches back and keeps it out of the net. That puck was going in, and Chris Drieger recovered and keeps the game tied at 2. Inches away.
That was an unbelievable save.
Stupid. Go watch it. If you didn't watch it, you got to go watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable save.
The Miami Heat, they lost by 20 to Phoenix yesterday. 2 games above 500 still. They'll play the Nuggets tonight, a 10 p.m. tip-off, another late one.
Yeah, the Heat are 6-point dogs tonight. What do you think that line would be if Jamal Murray was playing?
Oh, had to be close to 10. How would be 9.5, 10. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
10 p.m. start time again for the Miami Heat. Did you guys see this that the Heat announced they've ended the vaccination-only sections and the COVID-19 sniffing dogs at the arena?
Yeah, so our governor, DeSantis, said that you cannot ask people whether they've had vaccinations. You can't use a vaccine passport that a lot of states are trying to implement, some countries are trying to implement. And so the Heat really can't do that. They can't have a vaccination-only section, I guess. I've been vaccinated now. I've gotten both shots, and I think I would prefer to sit in a section that was fully vaccinated, but whatever. If that's what we're doing, that's what we're doing. I mean, you know, yeah, you serve your kid dinner. You get what you get, and you don't get upset. So there you go.
You're lying. I know how you feed your children.
Well, that's how people should parent, not me particularly. Yeah.
There's always mac and cheese in the refrigerator at your house.
Well, why'd they get rid of the COVID-sniffing dogs? Were they not working?
The press release from the Heat just said that they think if they continue to implement their safety precautions, keeping people distance, no food or drink inside the lower bowl, they feel that it is still a safe experience for all fans involved.
You know what? That makes sense. I mean, we would have known if there were super spreader events from, you know, a Heat game or a Panthers game, and there doesn't seem to be. So, I'm with that.
Quick Champions League update. Quarterfinal second leg. Borussia Dortmund was up 1-0. Man City has now tied it. So, if the result holds, they go on to the semifinal. That game in the 55th minute. Real Madrid, Liverpool, still a 0-0 game, which means Real Madrid would advance to the semifinal. I mentioned earlier the Browns, they signed Jadeveon Clowney to a 1-year, $10 million deal.
Yep.
That's something. Jadeveon and Miles coming off the edge? Sorry. AFC North quarterbacks. I apologize.
I would not want to be taking snaps in that division.
Hell no. Quick pass.
Today is National. Did you guys see this today? We talked about it last hour. Today's National Pecan Day, but it is also National Dolphin Day.
Hey, Crowder.
Thank you so much.
Dolphin. Yeah.
Did you guys
Congratulations.
See, did you guys see Mike Cuno's tweet? Did you happen to see this, Crowder? I retweeted
I
it
not.
A couple hours ago. So the Miami Dolphins official Twitter account, they tweeted out, who's your all-time favorite Dolphins player? Hashtag National Dolphin Day. Mike Cuno quote tweeted the Miami Dolphins. Guess who his all-time favorite Miami Dolphins player is?
Who? Michael Agnew.
I'll give you both one guess.
I'm looking at the tweet now. It says Channing Crowder. It does not say Tugboat. It just says Channing Crowder. Mike Cuno gave you your props.
Thank you, Mike. And I appreciate Mike as well when he's not making fun of me and trying to call me a tugboat and all the other negative things he says. I appreciate him.
We should play Crowder's interception of Tom Brady on National Dolphin Day.
Yeah.
I'm really more upset about National Pecan Day to find out you guys have never been to Stuckey's. I mean, it doesn't even, like, Solana's never even heard of Stuckey's.
Nope.
And Crowder just drove by it as a kid. His thousands. Parents wouldn't stop.
Thousands of times. Yeah.
You can't.
No one schedules stops on Crowder road trips.
Can't drive on an interstate without seeing Stuckey's, Solana. I don't get it, man. Never had the pecan roll.
Never heard of Stuckey's. Never, ever.
You never heard of their pecan roll or their pecan log?
I know. I had never heard of a pecan log before you brought it up either. I don't think that's common. I don't think people eat pecan.
No, but that's Stuckey's. That's their what they're known for. That's what Stuckey's made that famous.
But how, like, you'll have a full tank of gas on 75, 95 to Turnpike, wherever you are. You'll see Stuckey's and go out of your way to get pecan rolls?
If you're on a road trip and you're on an interstate and you see billboard after billboard about the Stuckey's pecan log, yeah, you start to get hungry and you don't go way out of your way. You know, usually it's, you know, 0.1 mile off the turnoff, and then you get yourself a little, you know, you stretch your legs a little bit. You get a pecan log. I don't understand.
When you're pulling back into Florida and all those Florida welcome stations tell you fresh squeezed orange juice, do you get excited to go get fresh squeezed orange juice?
No, because I live here. It's different. I live here. If there was a Stuckey's down the street, it probably wouldn't have the same effect on me that it does on a road trip. But, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There's no excuse.
Only sign, to be honest, I thought about it. Only sign that's ever intrigued me to pull over unannounced was Cafe Risque.
Yeah, that is a good billboard. That one works for some reason.
I just got to see it. Free lunch? And you're giving me free lunch?
Yeah.
I got to stop. I got to see what you got.
All nude waitresses? Huh. Interesting. This seems to work.
It's terrible.
Can't believe you guys have never had Stuckey's.
No.
Then you're not a fan of pecans.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'll be honest, I'm not. And I'm from Georgia, which I think this is blasphemy from a Georgian.
Yeah, you're from Georgia. That is a Georgia company.
Yeah.
Stuckey's is a Georgia company.
Yeah, I just think you keep your pecans. I think they're not even on the Mount Rushmore of nuts. Pecans aren't.
Wow.
You would take it back, huh?
I was, but happy Dolphin Day. I got sidetracked there. Happy Dolphin Day.
I have your official Mount Rushmore of nuts if you'd like me to play it.
Sure, go ahead. Mount Rushmore of nuts, cashews, pistachios, shelled peanuts, and D's. Yeah, I stand by that from whenever that was. I stand by that. Did someone say D's? Hey, let's do a Nicholas health tip here. You have one? The sports health tip here is brought to you by Nicholas Children's Hospital.
A way to avoid overuse injuries, which are common in youth athletes now, is to ensure the athletes take time off between sports seasons. Experts also suggest decreasing training time and intensity if the athlete develops any pain or discomfort while performing that sport.
There you go. This sports health tip brought to you by Nicholas Children's Hospital. All right, wrap it up, Solana.
Let's get to our weather from the Exogen Weather Center. Right now, partly cloudy outside. Those clouds have moved in, still around.
Let's call it the weather triangle from now on. Let's call it the weather triangle.
Triangle.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Everyone has a weather center. Nobody has a weather triangle.
Yeah. Here's your weather update from the Exogen Weather Triangle.
Yeah.
You got to say it that way, too. Triangle.
Triangle.
Right now, partly cloudy, around 80 degrees tonight. The lows will drop into the upper 60s. That report brought to you by Rubenstein Law. Injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law. 1-800-FL-LEGAL. They're also open on weekends. That was your weather triangle.
All right. Very good. In the next segment, we are going to celebrate a sports headline update that Solana did on this day 1 year ago. And it was fantastic. I mean fantastic. All right, that's coming up next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
If you inhale a pee.
Hock and Crowder.
I have been looking forward to this all day. We are finally here. So, 1 year ago on this very day, we were just kind of getting into how long had we been doing shows at home because of COVID? Probably about 3-4 weeks at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll be back in the studio in a couple of weeks and we'll put this whole episode behind us. But we were just getting used to doing the shows at home and we were trying to get used to a new world, this new pandemic world. You know,
think about a year ago, man. A year ago, what was going on?
No
in everybody's
sports at all.
Mind?
No Nothing. Sports at all. No hope of a vaccine. Remember, a year ago at this time, the thought was a vaccine would take 3 to 5 years. You know, so here we are at home now. We had been following the CBA, the Chinese Basketball Association, because we thought that would be a good kind of harbinger of what's to come for the NBA. The Chinese Basketball Association had canceled all their games, the NBA, and they were like 4 weeks ahead of us. The NBA canceled all their games. So now we're under the impression a couple days that the Chinese Basketball Association is going to resume playing. And turns out, obviously, as we all know, that they weren't. And it was, you know, it was going to be a good number of months before anybody was back playing in front of no audience. But we were still, you know, we were so fresh into the pandemic. We were like, you know, is this thing just going to wash out, you know, in a month or so? And, you know, we're all following the social distancing, not really even leaving our homes at that point. Like, you know, we just didn't know. And, I mean, at one point we thought we were going to inject bleach into our veins. I mean, let's be honest. So, no, we didn't. So, a couple people did. So, Solana is doing headlines, and he's going to share with us that the Chinese Basketball Association is not returning to play the way that we had hoped they were. And he thought this was extremely emotional. And if I remember correctly, the day before, someone, an athlete, maybe a local athlete, had passed away. And Solana kind of brought death emotion to a story that probably wasn't worthy of it.
Oh, not at all.
And so we kind of jump on him for it. But then the end of the update, the end of the headlines, is where this takes a twist that no one saw coming. And so it's cute. He's giving too much emotion to some. But then at the end of the headlines, it just takes a twist no one saw coming. So on this 1 year anniversary, here it is, something we affectionately call Solana's sad sports update. All right, let's get headlines here from Alejandro Solana because we've got a big, big guest in the next segment.
All right, guys, we'll start here. Some unfortunate news for sports in the United States because the CBA, the Chinese Basketball Association, they have pushed their restart back until at least July. I believe this is the third time.
Why are you saying it like it's like so emotional for you?
Well, it's not emotional. The last time we spoke about this, you actually said, these were your words, that this would be a barometer to how the American sports leagues...
No. I understand. It's disappointing. I understand why it's disappointing. I'm just saying you've started both your updates in today's show with, we've got some unfortunate news. I mean, it sounds like you're reporting a death.
I'm not reporting a death. I will.
Well, I know that. That's why I'm pressing you on it.
You used the CBA as a barometer to American sports leagues.
Returning. Again, we covered that.
Right. And this is now the third setback for the CBA, which in turn means that the sports leagues in the United States, and obviously we'll find out.
No, I got you. You're explaining the story to me. I understand the story. I'm saying it's not worth the amount of sad emotion that you're putting into it when delivering said story. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I'll try it again. The CBA has pushed the restart back until at least
July. You go. Look, if you're announcing in the headlines a death, you go, we have some unfortunate news in the sports world. And we did yesterday, right? So that's how you say it. If you're announcing that the Chinese Basketball Association has pushed back their start date, well, I'm going to start out with a bummer here. Chinese Basketball Association has pushed back their start date. I'm just saying it's just a little bit different in the way that you approach it.
All right, I'll work on my delivery.
All right, work on your delivery.
Some unfortunate news here. La Tour de France has been postponed. No new date set yet for the very popular French cycling race.
Okay.
The NHL has extended its self-quarantine recommendation for players and staff till April 30th.
Right, he was trying to get, like, he mentioned the Tour de France, and then he, just in case you didn't know what it was, he gave you, you know, like, the context, the very famous French cycling
race. You're over-explaining things today. What? Tour de France, what's that? The Tour de what, huh? What's that again?
For those of you that aren't as cultured as I am, I, of course, am talking about the famous French cycling race.
What's wrong with you?
Sportsbook FoxBet.com has the Dolphins favored in just two games for the upcoming season.
And some horrific news, foxbet.com has the Dolphins only favored in two games. I mean.
MLS Commissioner Don Garber said.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
It's one bad news after another.
Is exploring tournament format.
Oh, God. I can't even. I don't even want to tell you this. When Don Garber speaks.
And neutral site games for a potential return to play.
The 4 o'clock update is just you weeping.
The tour. Garber.
Finally, guys. Hold on, let me settle.
Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.
If you inhale a pee, it's possible.
Why would you inhale a pee?
Who's doing this research? What are you talking about?
I am sweating.
This kid.
It's possible for it to sprout and grow while in your lungs.
Solana. Solana. It'll never make it to your lungs.
Oh. All right, you have weather?
quickly. That sports update was brought to you by True Green. Times are challenging right now. You think in Miami, but True Green knows the grass will get greener. Call 855-300-9620 or go to truegreen.com/radio to save 50% on your spring application. True Green will take care of your lawn. You take care of you.
Yeah, don't inhale a pee. I've been to funerals that have had less emotion than how you delivered those headlines. All right, you have weather. I got to get the George Shea.
Yeah, quickly here, guys. Right now in South Florida, 86 degrees, partly cloudy. We'll head over to our...
It's amazing. It really is an amazing segment. Somebody texts in, LOL, I can't believe that was a year ago. I remember I was mowing my lawn and stopped because I expected a serious tragedy to come out of Solana's mouth. Yeah, that's what happened with me. He goes, we're going to start with some very sad news. And then it was like, you know, and when we're all at home, I mean, we knew that a pandemic was upon us. But man, when he took that left turn to the if you inhale a pee at the end of that, man, God bless you, Solana. That was great.
Still fascinating, too, by the way.
Been in your bag for years, baby. Been in the bag.
OMG, I can't stop laughing. I had to hear Don Garber and then having to inhale a pee. I am going to crash driving right now. How much laughter I have. Oh, my God. I am peeing my pants. Sorry, boss. I have to go home now to change. Great work. Pee out.
So now you believe that a pee can get into your lungs, huh?
I do. That was that. I mean that's a
get out of here.
That's an incredible.
It was incredible.
Statistic there.
It was absolutely incredible. Oh man, 1 year ago today, the Solana Sad Sports Update. That was tremendous. All right, we still have a lot to get to in the next hour and a half. Your next code word comes up at 5 o'clock. Do not go anywhere. Do not inhale a pee.
For over 41 years now, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. They are the best. I'm a customer, and I am a happy customer. Let me get that right. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe, but in most cases, they don't even have to come in your home or office to fix your roofing needs. And yes, home or office. They specialize in both residential and commercial roofing. No job too big. No job too small. If you don't know what's going on up there, if you have an issue, if you think you have an issue, you got to get in touch with J&K. And the special financing offers through Y-Green right now will blow your mind. And when somebody says they're the best and they've been on top for over 40 years, I had to ask the owner, Donnie, how do you do it? How do you run a market like South Florida for over 40 years? And he told me it was easy. He said, we hired the most highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and they're going to bring the best material to do it. Shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay barrel, whatever you have, they're going to have the top quality material and those highly skilled workers. And I said, you know what? That makes perfect sense. They promise us as customers quality service, safety, and health. And to be honest, that's what we want. Quality service, safety, and health. And if you're new to the market, let me tell you, you do not want to have roofing issues in South Florida. Hurricane season's coming. You never know when the storms are going to come off the Everglades. The storms are going to come off the Atlantic. You never know. You got to have a good roof down here. And that's why you got to call J&K Roofing today at 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs. Give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
All right, quick break, and then more Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder Show.
She called me Mr. Boombastic, say me fantastic, touch me on the back. She says I'm Mr. Romantic.
Hock and Crowder.
Hawk, that you're on the minority side.
No, hey, no, stop it.
Hawk.
Stop it. How long has Stucky's been around and how many are there? I'm not in the minority on that. Get out of here.
Out of humans in the world that's been to Stucky's, bro, I would say 1%.
This is one of the more stop it. This is a hugely successful company founded in 1937. And I got to see how many there are.
I don't know, but I'm telling you that...
The company at its peak had over 350 locations. Now, you have a store or a restaurant, mm-hmm. a stop with 350 locations. You're doing something right.
Oh, yes. I'm not saying they're not, like you said, what'd you just say, when they started in the 40s? Like, they're not unsuccessful, but you're acting like they're like, it's a Stuckey's is like a McDonald's, which, no, man. It, no, everybody
on road trips, and for you, growing up in Georgia, this does not add up. This doesn't add up.
Who says, ooh, I can't wait to get some pecan roll?
Anyone driving by a Stuckey's. That's why they're so damn successful.
First time that's been said ever. First time it's been said ever.
I can't wait to get a pecan. Are you joking? The whole business is built on their pecan rolls.
Yes. And
it's a multi-million dollar business.
And I would say, Hawk, they have thousands of customers, but not millions of customers.
Oh, stop it. Yes, they do. Unbelievable. Solana's never even heard of them. What about Steven? Is Steven there today? Steven, have you ever heard of a Stuckey's?
Yeah, I've actually passed by some, but I don't think I've actually ever went inside them.
Right, but you've seen it. You've been on a road trip.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I mean, doesn't really, like, attract me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want gas station food.
It's not gas station food. It's pecan rolls.
Like most people.
You're putting it up there with like a Cracker Barrel. Like that's
Cracker Barrel's a restaurant. I don't think Stuckey's is a restaurant. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I've ever been in one. But I do know that they're I do know that their pecan rolls are famous, but I don't know what is it? Like a gas station? What is a Stuckey's?
It's a damp old wood built building with in it.
I've been in one. It's almost like the Cracker Barrel store, without the restaurant. Like I think you would stop and you'd get some whatevers, but you'd always get the pecan roll.
The weird candies, a bunch of gummies, the racist dolls that you're like,
That's why I always stop there. Do you collect those too?
Every time I'm in Cracker Barrel, I'm like, damn, those dolls are racist. Those little handmade dolls. I'm like, wow, look at those.
Yeah, somebody texts in, Stuckey's are truck stops. Yeah, but do they have sit-down dining, though? I don't think they have sit-down dining, though.
Are you going to offer a pecan roll? I'm going to sit down and eat a pecan roll?
I mean, it's just something they're known for. Like, what's another company that's known for something that's just a little bit out of the ordinary, like pecan rolls? But in the South, again, you're from Georgia.
Yeah.
Doesn't add up to me. Something's not adding up. Are you really from Georgia?
Yes. And you know what? They have some peach cobbler stuff, some stands, some little peach stands, and they're like, hey, homemade fresh peach cobbler.
Right. Whew. Right. I'll stop at that. I'm with you.
I'll stop and get me a cobbler.
Yep.
A pecan roll doesn't jump out. Like, it doesn't jump out to anybody.
How? It's
because it's a pecan roll.
It's got pecans in it. It's like, I mean, this isn't like, pulling up somewhere in Hialeah and you see a guy selling camarones and you go, why is there a shrimp salesman on the street? This is Georgia. Pecans. You're a little hungry. You need something sweet and salty and crunchy.
100%. I'm not even lying or trying to build my argument. I have bought 3 bags of camarones down off Quail Roost, off the turnpike in Quail Roost, headed to T&J's house. I've never stopped for a pecan roll at Stuckey's.
Somebody texts in, Hawk has never been to a Stuckey's and Crowder has never bowled a 7-10 split. All right, do we both want to come clean here?
What are those little fake grapes? The little green bags of grapes they sell that aren't really grapes?
Yeah, what are those? Those are like berries or something. What are those, Solana?
I don't know. You're talking about raisins?
Getting off 95 in Ives Dairy, when you get off, there's a group of people that sell little bags of little circular grape-looking things, but the outside
like
hard
berries,
as hell.
Berries, though. Yeah, they're like
and
berries,
it's like,
yeah.
Like jelly on the inside with a seed. And they say the name. It's a Spanish name. They're damn delicious. I love them.
What is it, Solana?
I don't know. I think you guys are talking about raisins.
He said raisins, yeah. So, Steven, do you know what those are? Do you know what they're selling on the street corners in Miami?
Nah, I don't know.
They're raisins, Steven. Just tell them they're raisins.
All right, they're raisins.
I mean, you know what? These are my Hispanic experts. I don't understand. Nobody's selling a bag of raisins.
And we even hit them with a Camarones. I thought that was impressive. Yeah. I've actually bought bags of shrimp off the side of the road.
Somebody texts in, have you ever been to a Stuckey's, Jimmy? No, I have to work.
Oh, Steven, you're blessing us with this this in-depth analysis.
That's great.
Jimmy's a quick answer.
In, this dude, Hawk, just argued till he was blue in the face to then reveal he's not sure he's been in one. The Solana is strong within you. No, I've definitely been there. I've definitely been there.
And had a pecan roll.
Yes. No, it's the only reason to go there. You see the billboards and it's, you know, Stuckey's 20 miles, Stuckey's 15 miles, Stuckey's 10 miles, and it pecan roll, pecan roll, pecan roll. And then you stop in, you get one, it's delicious. You could drive another 600 miles. You feel invincible.
So you get the racist doll with a side of pecan roll, huh?
Well, I get the racist doll for fun, but I get the pecan roll for a pick-me-up.
My homeboy just texted me. Genipes?
There are so many answers coming in on the text machine that I literally, when I say so many different answers, so I don't know.
Does any of them start with a G and end with an S? Genipes?
Yeah. Yes.
That's what my buddy said. Those little Ginups, green.
Ginups. A lot of people are saying lychees.
Mamoncillos. I'm saying
mamoncillos. I know what a lychee is. It's not a lychee.
Genepas. I'm telling you, there are so many answers that I just don't know. I don't know what is. Listen, I don't know what it is. I know no one has texted in raisins.
That big ass yellow bag for $2. I'm good. Come on with it.
All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up in a moment. We'll do 15 minutes of heat, and all is good. All is good. And if you're on the road and you see a Stuckey's, you know what to do.
Louie, 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 Louie. You know what? Let me hear that jingle, Solana. You got to go, like the jingle says. Lou Backroad Chevrolet. Check out the website. Go to Lou.com. That's GOTOLOU.com. Choose which location is better for you and then search their awesome inventory. Two gigantic South Florida locations now, Coconut Creek and Pompano Beach. They are immaculate. Both locations are amazing. Thousands of new and used vehicles in stock every day. And I've told y'all for years, nobody has ever and nobody will ever sell Chevys for less than Lou Backroad Coconut Creek Chevrolet. But I got to ask you, did you know that Lou has the best South Florida selection of top quality pre-owned vehicles? Lou is the real used car dealer, used car giant. They got those Chevys now. And you know I love my Chevys, the Silverados, the Suburbans. I love my Chevys, but they got everything else as well. Toyotas, Nissans, Fords, Rams, even tons of high-line vehicles, BMWs, Lexus, Mercedes, Porsche, and even Teslas. Best used car prices in South Florida. Nobody will ever or has ever sold used cars for less than Lou Backroad Chevrolet. Every used vehicle is inspected, and anything that needs fixing is going to be fixed. They're going to watch out for you, and no credit, no problem. Lou has been around so long that banks don't even ask questions about it. They are going to watch out for you because you went through Lou Backroad Chevrolet. Lou Backroad Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Another one.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.